Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Awkward Breakups.
Why didn't you just tell me the second I walked through the door?
I'm scared.
You're a coward, you spoiled bitch. Is he a good fuck?
Yes.
Better than me.
Different.
Better.
Gentler.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
Tell me.
No.
I treat you like a whore.
Sometimes.
Why would that be? Did you come?
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to know.
Yes, I came.
How many times?
Twice.
How?
First he went down on me, and then we fucked.
Who was where?
I was on top, and then he fucked me from behind.
And that's when you came the second time.
Why is the sex so important?
Because I'm a fucking caveman! Did you touch yourself while he fucked you?
Yes.
You wank for him?
Sometimes.
And he does?
We do everything that people who have sex do.
You enjoy sucking him off?
Yes.
You like his cock?
I love it.
You like him coming in your face?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like you, but sweeter.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Julia Roberts is a whore. Taking it in the face. Not a girl. It tastes like you, but sweeter. Cum-guzzling slut. That was a scene from the ill-fated Pretty Woman sequel, where Richard Gere leaves Julia Roberts at the beginning for a gerbil, and she falls back into a life of prostitution, obtains a nasty crack habit, loses all of her teeth, and with it, that megawatt smile. And at the very end, you get a glimpse of what Julia Roberts' character's life is like, you know, 20 years in the future, and Mickey Rourke plays her. It's really weird. No, that's from the movie Closer. Best scene of the whole movie. Spoiled bitch! 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 Yes, Tim Henson here with you. Thank you so much for joining me on the Friday show. I apologize. It's been a clusterfuck of a week, thanks to my shitty computer. Now listen, doing this program poses some unique challenges and risks. I have to scour the web for disgusting pieces of audio. And a lot of times, that leads me to some pretty shady websites. Now, I have virus scans on my computer and such, but once in a while, one or 17 sneak on through and really fuck things up for me. Usually I'm able to take care of the problem myself in a matter of, minutes or hours or whatever. But this time, yesterday, or actually the day before, I was in the middle of recording the show, went out to lunch, came back, and my computer had rebooted. All right, I said, let's just log back in. And there was my wallpaper had changed, saying, "Warning, your computer is infected." Yeah, the wallpaper changed. And I thought, well, that's very nice of my computer to let me know. However, I'm now not able to do anything on the computer. I can't launch any programs. I can't run the task manager to delete any programs, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, what happened is there was... Oh, and then it installed some sort of, like, fake antivirus program that was running a fake scan, and it directs you to, enter your credit card information. So I did. No, so it's a program that's very hard to get off the computer. And, that little guy has been through a lot and was really starting to chug along. And, look, I've been running outdated software recording this show for a long time now. So, my computer is crashing left and right. Programs are crashing, the viruses, all sorts of stuff. So, yesterday was spent, basically, I got Windows 7 finally. It was released, what, like 3 years ago? So I'm finally on the same page as the rest of America. The big news is the audio program that I used to record the show has been updated as well. I'm using the current version. It was updated in 2010, so hopefully I won't have any problems crashing. However, it's a lot different than the 1997 version I was running. There's so much I need to learn, and it's really pissing me off. So I apologize if things are a little slow, if audio doesn't play when I tell it to, and if shows are a little bit shorter, because it's taking me a while. I'm learning as I go along here. So again, I apologize for the not having a show, but Corey was gracious enough to record a special episode of Butt Fudge Sunday, and I posted that on the feed yesterday. A very funny episode. I was listening to it while I was running my virus scan and copying programs over to another hard drive, or MP3 files over to another hard drive. Speaking of which, so again, thank you very much, Corey, for that. I think he's going to do another one for us, and that'll probably be a sideshow exclusive show. As I was going through my hundreds of thousands of files, I ran across something I don't think I've ever played before. It's a piece of 1970s porn. It's a stag film, I guess, is what they called it back then. Let's hear how they fucked in the groovy 1970s.
I bet you're dying to get my cock in your mouth, pumping away with my balls flopping against your chin.
Flopping.
Pinch those tits. Make them hard.
Trying!
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice. How many cocks did you have up your snatch today? Bet you had more than two, huh?
Warmer.
Show me your pussy.
Spread those lips. He kind of sounds like a wrestler. You know, like, I want you to spread your lips, Vince McMahon. I am gonna plow into that pussy.
What? Show it to me. Tell me about those cocks.
I'm gonna take seven cocks at WrestleMania. What? WrestleMania? I'm looking at you, Bret the Hitman Hart. Is he the one that's dead?
How were they? How did they feel?
It felt...
fucking fantastic.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of cocks today.
Oh, there's actually a woman in the scene? I thought he was just talking to himself.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of cocks today.
Right?
Oh,
thanks for finally chiming in there and participating in this.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of cocks today.
Okay.
All kinds of cocks pumping me full of cum.
Black ones and red ones and sweet ones.
Oh, it felt so
lumpy.
Great. I took one after another. I had a small one and I had a nice black juicy one.
I had a small one and then I had a juicy one.
I'd have small...
Can you imagine having sex with this broad? Come on.
I'd have small one, and I had a nice, black, juicy one, pumping me full of cum. Oh, yeah. It felt so great.
Oh. That small one felt
okay,
so great!
Bitch. Now I want you to get down on your hands and knees.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on your hands and knees. Come on now! Down!
Ah!
Down!
Down!
All right, now I want you to crawl over to me. And I want you to beg for it. Come on. Come on, Lucy. Beg for it. Come on.
I want it.
You want what?
I want it.
You want what?
I want your cock.
You want my cock?
I want your cock.
You want my cock?
I want your cock.
You can't handle my cock.
I want it.
You want
a few good men.
I want it.
You want what?
I want your cock.
You want my cock?
I want your cock.
You want my cock?
I want your cock.
You've got to address. Tell me how much you want my cock.
I want it more than anything.
Yeah.
More than your shoes, goddammit.
Take out the other shoe. Come on, make it fast. Make it real fast.
Cock sucker.
Goes on for
Give
10 minutes.
Come on.
You want it? You want it a lot?
Yes, I do.
Well, then tug on those pants. Pull with it. Go ahead. Pull it.
I want
pull
it.
Pull it.
Scumbag. I want to
pull
suck
it.
You. I want to have your balls in my mouth.
Back off.
All right, let me fast forward here a little bit. This is kind of good. I like this.
Oh,
Oh.
Are we getting down to the dick sucking?
Oh, that's nice. You got it now. Suck that cock. Get it all the way down to your mouth. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Suck at it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Juicy cock, take it. Oh.
Right?
Uh-huh. 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 Oh, that's nice. You can handle another finger in there. You can, yeah, you can. You can handle another finger there. That's nice.
Oh, is he?
That's nice.
Finger fucking
her. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get the whole thing. Go. Go. Now. I'm not gonna fuck you until you say, fuck me.
Fuck me. Fuck me.
More than that. More than that. More than that.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Got it.
Ooh.
All right. Let me fast forward to the 6 minute mark here.
Okay. Okay, here's that hot cum you've been waiting for. Ready?
Give it to
her. Ready? Take it! You got it!
I think she's got it. Ting! They were very enthusiastic. Hey, do you guys remember the musician we featured a while ago on the show that suffers from Tourette's and tics and Asperger's? He's got all sorts of problems. And he records himself singing songs. Now, this is... I'm ticking out now. Fuck! Shit! These are real tics. Like, he's not making this up. Here he is singing Elvis, You Are Always on My Mind.
It's all right. Fuck! Yes, 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 yes.
There he goes.
Hey, fuckers!
And a one, and a two.
Nice. 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 Maybe I didn't treat you.
Fuck!
What as good as I should have. Fuckers! Maybe I love you.
Right?
What, fucker?
He kind of
quite as often as I could
like
have.
A good voice, but
fucker. Little things I should have said and done. What? I just never took the time.
Fuckers!
You were always on my mind.
Fuck!
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You were always on my mind.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Maybe I didn't hold you.
Ah, ah!
Although in lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you.
Fuck it!
I'm so happy that you're mine.
Oi, you fuckers!
If I made you feel second best.
Oi, fuckers!
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind.
Fuck!
You were always on my mind.
He's hitting himself on the head now, too. All right.
Fuck it, fuck it. You were always on my mind.
Oi!
Tell me.
Fuck! What? Oh, it was a boo, not a fuck. One more piece of audio, and then we'll get into the news. Of course, we played audio earlier this week of the reporter who may have had a stroke.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrison
for the bit. She even looks confused. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. Well, the remixes. Okay. The remixes have started now. Bad, right? Pretty good. I can't wait for more of those to come in. Fucking gibberish remixes. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, very important. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Support the show. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, Occasionally I'll do video casts. Plus you get full access to the entire archive of programs. It's over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. There is a link on the show notes. I'm going to try to do a weekend program today for Sideshow Freaks because of the fuck-up this week. Usually Thursday's program is Sideshow exclusive, but I posted a program for everyone just because of all my computer issues. So this weekend, Sideshow Freaks will probably get a weekend program if I can get shit together. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I'm sorry, I have to look over. I'm using two monitors. My computer, my whole system is all fucked up, so I'm sorry. My primary large monitor is my secondary monitor, but my main monitor is to my right, and I have to look over there occasionally and click on things. It's so stupid. It's really awful. Yes, first story we have for you today. An assault victim has told... What? I'm sorry. I don't understand the words in this news story. It's... I guess this is like an Irish website. An assault victim has told Garda... Sade? I don't know. Has told Garda he was forced to eat... Maybe that's like the cops over there. An assault victim has told Garda he was forced to eat part of his ear, which had been severed by a gang of thugs. The 21-year-old victim was recovering from the savage attack last night. He's a self-cannibal, but he has refused to make an official complaint to Garda. What the fuck is that about the incident? Officers have recovered a hammer and a metal bar, which they believe was used in the attack. The man was set up by the gang in Eyre Street in Newbridge. He was dragged into a laneway where he was struck several times with the hammer and bar and sustained injuries to his head, jaw, and legs. Let's get back to the ear. He ate his ear. A portion of his ear was severed by the thugs during the incident, and the victim told Garda, okay, at the scene, yeah, it's gotta be police, and subsequently in the hospital that he was forced to eat it. They were alerted, and the injured man was taken by ambulance to Nass Hospital before being transferred to St. James in Dublin for further treatment. He discharged himself from St. James later in the afternoon. He told Garda that he had... I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He told Garda that he had no fixed address and is believed to have been moving around the Newbridge area. A crime scene examination was carried out by local officers. Did they scan him, like x-ray? Did they find pieces of his ear in his digestive system? Come on. That's what's interesting. Officers said last night they were not yet following any definite line of inquiry and were anxious that anybody with information contact the investigation headquarters. So there you go. Gangs are making people eat themselves now. Brilliant. Second story we have for you today. A 4-month-old baby boy from Grain Valley, Missouri was in critical condition. Why, you ask? Well, apparently a family pet ferret ate 7 of the infant's fingers, and the boy's parents are under investigation. Is this a distorted view follow-up? Might be, because I recall another animal eating baby fingers. It very well could have been a ferret. Oh, those things stink. Well, didn't we get a caller into the voicemail line saying that they had a friend who smells like piss all the time? Ferret piss, because the ferrets just, I guess, piss on everything. I don't know. Ferrets roaming around their house or something. Disgusting little creatures. The boy's parents are under investigation for neglect and failure to obtain a $100 license for the exotic pet. Authorities are not releasing the names of the boy, the baby, or the parents. The mother was awakened at around 2:30 a.m. to her baby's crying, and she awakened her husband with screams upon discovering what had happened. My baby's fingers! The dad killed the pet by hurling it across the house. Oh, yes. I think this is the same news story. The baby now has only 2 thumbs and a partial pinky. The ferret was about 6 months old. It's very unusual. There's no doubt about it, said Detective Sergeant Police Chief. I couldn't figure out what his title was. Police Chief. Okay, we'll go with Police Chief Aaron Ambrose. Ambrose said he believed the ferret was a young animal recently acquired by the family with very sharp teeth. We're trying to figure out if this thing had a crate or a cage or was running around the house. This is like the same news story, but it was posted 2 hours ago from what I'm reading it. I don't sense an update here. The parents said they never heard the baby crying until late into the ordeal. Who knows what's going on there? That's from the police chief. Your job is to figure that out. Who knows what's going on there? I give up. These are all things we're working on now, where they were sleeping and where the baby was in conjunction with them. Upon seeing the ferret, the father just grabbed it and threw it. It hit a dishwasher or cabinet or something like that. Again, a quote from the police chief. You might want to get some facts to this news. I don't know, he hurled it against something, I think, I don't know. Or broke its neck, I don't know. Here's something new, I think. A law enforcement colleague with ties to Shriners International, a philanthropy known known for working with child burn victims, called Ambrose upon hearing the news and made him aware of a procedure in which some toes can be surgically removed and then attached to the hands in place of fingers. Yes, let's go with that procedure. See how that turns out. Ambrose said he wasn't aware Tuesday of whether the family was made aware of the Shriners' interest in the baby's case. Quote, they can take the child's toes, like, two per foot. This guy has no real information. Like, I don't know, they take some of their toes, like two or four, I don't know, and attach them to the hands and elongate them where they become like fingers. It's all free, and it's through the Shriners. It's nice to know there are options out there. He can have somewhat of a normal life as far as using his hands, Ambrose added. In the wake of the accident, ferret activists... Are there such a thing as ferret activists, really? Come on, people, get a hobby. Ferret activists and rescuers... There's got to be a better way to spend your time. Ferret activists and rescuers from around the country have called Ambrose about the pet. Quote, we've had them calling from all sorts of states asking about the ferret. Well, I guess if you collect dead ferrets, you can have one. It's like the worst police chief ever. Ambrose said parents should examine safety about pets. If you have a baby or children, if you have animals, I would assume you'd want to educate yourself on the animal. Are they good around kids? Hopefully people will take a general look at this and see what's the lesson. God, there you go. Final story we have for you today. Oh, and look at this. It just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, specifically Tampa, Florida is where this story is from. Head hanging low, he stood near an East Tampa street corner for nearly 4 hours Wednesday afternoon. James Mon III, 15, wore a sign around his neck with the message, I did four questions on my FCAT... and said I wasn't going to do it. GPA 1.22. You have to try to be that stupid. Honk if I need an education. Well, people honked. Lots of people. This was all his mother's idea. Rhonda Holder, 33, and black, a Tampa hairstylist, said she wanted James to realize the importance of an education, afraid he will otherwise wind up on the streets. That's a good idea. Embarrass your son into doing his homework. I don't want any of my kids to stand by the side of the road asking for change, said Holder, the niece of a former Tampa police chief. By Thursday, her plan had a life of its own. A local TV news crew turned James's punishment into the evening news. It was the mother's latest attempt to get her son to take his schoolwork seriously. Neither she nor the boy's father, James Mon Jr., finished high school. She said they have offered James help, asked to see his homework, grounded him, lectured him, then taken away his cell phone, all to no avail. He'd tell us, that school doesn't give homework. Really? And you believe that? No, we don't do homework. What? Or that teacher has a problem with me, Mon Jr. said. James did poorly in math and poorly in history. But when his latest report card showed an F in physical education, James says he's not an outdoor person. Things had gone too far. Mon Jr. said he had a meeting Tuesday at Franklin Middle School with James, a teacher, the guidance counselor, and the vice principal. In that meeting, the eighth grader offered none of the excuses he'd given the parents. He just sat there looking up at the roof like he wasn't listening. Holder decided that that was it. Using white poster boards and a marker, she made the sign at home on Wednesday, took it to Franklin, and called her son out of class. She made him wear it as they exited the campus and then took him to the corner of East Hillsborough Avenue and East 22nd Street. That's when the TV crew took a notice. James wasn't a fan, though. I felt crazy, he said. It's embarrassing. Holder said she wasn't after media attention. It's about my child's education. Oh, I'm sorry. Childcare experts said this may not be the best way to reach him. Quote, it definitely would fall within the category of emotional abuse. What? Come on. It's shame, embarrassment, and humiliation. That's what kids need sometimes. Not all sunshine and lollipops and bunny crush. This will be a long, lifelong memory for him. That's what it should be. Come on, don't be stupid. That's what the lesson is. Don't do boneheaded shit. James understands where his mom is coming from. She was trying to teach me a lesson. Blah, blah, blah. I should have worked harder. Bleep, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop. All right. You can't resort to spanking, said James's mom. I want my child to have an education and have his children be able to look at him and say, I can get an education too. Mm-hmm. People can criticize her all they like. This is one child who won't be lost to the streets. There you go. Sassy. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. Speak to me, please.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow Member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
Hello.
And I just wanted to say that I think that audio of the woman who's punishing her kid and making him drink hot sauce and putting him in the cold shower is like 10 times more disturbing than any Bunny Crush audio or suffocating kittens that you've ever played. Not that I didn't laugh my ass off, but still, I mean...
Of course, child abuse is hilarious.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow Member CJ, the 33-year-old near death
from Seattle. Hey, I just heard from you.
And the reason why I want to become a lifetime Sideshow Member, even though I'm terminal, is because I love the show and I'd like to see it keep going, and I have the money. So I emailed you about this, and you can go ahead and get back to me on that.
Oh.
And I will become a lifetime member.
Yes, well, I'll do that because I want money.
Hey, Tim, this is Houston from New York. I was listening to Sexistic Tuesday where you had that fucking Twilight parody.
Yeah.
And you cut it up. I was actually kind of interested in it. Not because it was a good fucking story. Quite honestly, it was horrible. And whoever wrote that should probably be fucking shipped out if they are in America. But the reason I kind of liked it was the fact it seemed like a fucking mystery because you could not understand where that was going. It was kind of mysterious, and you just wanted to keep listening to find out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you'd ever find out, though, what the fuck is going
honestly,
on.
I have no idea. Right,
I mean,
I'm retarded, so you have fun, Jimmy motherfucking boo-boo.
I mentioned before, the girl or whoever wrote that Twilight story wrote many, many chapters, so I can pick it up really anywhere. We can do another chapter on Sextastic Tuesday if you want. Oh, this is a puke? Yes.
No.
Is it puking again? All right. Well, thank you for that puke. Appreciate it.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Disrest here in Tucson, Arizona, getting our first blizzard ever. It is so cold. I originally grew up in Portland, Oregon, right?
Yes.
It got cold. But you see, when you live down here throughout most of your life, you're not prepared anymore. I mean, with places like Chicago, they get like a blizzard, what, every year? And now, thanks to global warming, it's so fucking cold here. The dew point is -8 degrees. And the worst part is, I'm currently staying at my mom's house. I'm sleeping on the ground.
Oh, my God. Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Can I do this?
Yeah. Okay, you can do it if you want to.
White man. Sideshow Member Magoo here.
Hi, Magoo.
Got a just a little quick thing I'm calling in here. Got a freak moment, and I have a suggestion for anybody having issues with this vomiting and shitting at the same time. Now, I am a bit behind, but I just listened to the one the other day when you were talking to your mom about how she was sick or whatever.
Yes.
And I think a very simple solution for vomiting and shitting at the same time would be grab a bucket or a trash can.
That's what everyone
says.
Sit
on the toilet.
It's not that easy.
Let your diarrhea do it.
No.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Gary the Gorgile from Sacramento. Turns out I may have turned a couple people onto your show after, I don't know, about a year and a half of trying.
Wow.
So that's great news.
Yes, finally.
I also wanted to weigh in on the sitting down standing up. Here's the thing about standing up. I stand up, for the record.
Okay.
It's pretty simple not to have your ass cheeks smear everything. You just point your toes inward, point your heels out, and lean forward, and that stretches your skin and your ass enough to where it's...
Or you could just not stand up and just wipe while sitting down.
Yes.
And then you don't have to do any weird pointing things with your toes.
To where it's straight access. The other thing, though, is I have a pretty good diet, so I'm probably not running into the same kind of fast food shit that you might. It's probably a lot cleaner for me anyway. Also, I wanted to make sure that you got not only my submission for the sex offender.
I completely forgot about the sex offender thing since all this crap with my computer happened.
Offender. But also the awesomely named Horace Flucker. That guy lives like 2 miles from me. It's
Horace
so
Flucker.
Great. Who, if you're Mr. and Mrs. Flucker, why would you name your kid Horace? It's a terrible,
Flucker.
Terrible thing. Anyway, I hope everything is great for you.
Bye, you know, things are turning around now, finally. Getting back on track. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, as you know, God.
I want it.
You want what?
I want your cock.
You want my cock?
I want your cock.
You want my cock?
I want your cock.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for thank you very much for a week of shows. I'm not going to say a great week of programs because I really wasn't around for much of it. But to apologize, here is a special song I recorded just for you. Bye, everybody. Maybe I didn't treat you, fuck, shit, quite as good as I should have. Peanut butter AIDS. Maybe I didn't love you, shitballs, shit, quite as often as I could have. Bugger, shit, break, little things I should have said and done. You're a cunt. I just never took the time. Peanut butter AIDS. You were always on my shit. You were always on my dick. Fuck, shit, cunt. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. Fuck! Bugger! And I guess I never told you. I'm so happy that you're fucking cut! Shit! If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. Fuck! You were always on my shit! Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Cunt! Fuck! Shit! Piss! Give me one more. Cunt!